This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Henry Fahman. He is the CEO of PHI Group. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol PHIL. Henry, thank you and welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Everett. Thank you, our audience. It's a great pleasure being back and be able to share with you some very exciting news at this juncture.
Well, give my listeners a little background of your company and what you guys do and maybe a little background on yourself.
Probably before doing that, if you don't mind, I would like to go through the usual caveat, you know, for a safe harbor disclosure. As you know, this discussion may contain forward-looking information within the meaning of Section, I believe, 10T1E of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, as amended, and including statements regarding potential sales, the success of the company's business, as well as statements that include the word belief, confident, or a similar expression. And those forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties and other factors that may cause the actual results, performance, and achievement of our company to differ materially from those implied or expressed by such forward-looking statements. Those factors include, like among other things, like the risk factors included in our reports as filed with the SEC under the Exchange Act. And for that reason, you know, actual result could change materially from those anticipated due to factors such as the lack of capital,
Absolutely.
Timely development of products and services, inability to deliver products and services when promised, and inability of potential customer to pay for our products and services, and political and economic risk inherent in the international business arena, and so forth. So we want to bring that out to our audience, so everybody's.
And I also would like to give a disclaimer. I currently own 30,800 shares of PHIL. So on with the show. So go ahead and give us some update here, Henry.
All right, great. PHI Group, you know, originally formed in 1982 as JR Consulting, mainly involved in merger and acquisitions. Over the course of history, over 30 years or so, you know, we've been involved in investment banking, in financial services, high tech, real estate, infrastructure development, and so forth. But the last couple of years, we've been more involved in merger and acquisition in the energy and natural resource sectors. However, our route is merger and acquisition as a diversified holding company. And we want to pursue, continue that, but we want to focus on a number of industries that we have a lot of experience and connections in. And for that reason, we are in the process of buying a number of targets. We have announced three buyouts, two in Asia and one in the U.S., and we have recently entered into a letter of intent, I mean the tender offer, to buy a publicly traded company in South Africa for cash. And we've received the blessing of the board and the support of senior management to move forward with due diligence to close this transaction. We plan to close it in sometime in September. You know, funding has been arranged, and we are confident that we'll be able to do that. You know, that,
the last time you were on the show, you know, and we did the interview, you guys were engaged with Milos Advisors and partner with Milos Global. It's a private equity firm. Can you explain how this relationship has been going and what's the benefits to the shareholders?
Yes, Milos Advisor expertise is the ability to arrange financing for a lot of transactions, especially their suite space is somewhere between $100 million to $5 million in revenue. They're a group of seasoned bankers and have done a lot of transactions internationally. Initially, they came to us and we sought their help to finance some of our transactions in Asia and also in America. And then after that initial relationship, we've come to know each other and decided that we should work together. That's how we end up becoming a partner with Milas Global, which is the parent of Milas Advisors. So now we are co-investing into a different project together, and we are forming a new holding company, a special purpose entity, as the holding company for the acquisition in South Africa and other transactions down the road as well. It will be equally managed and equally owned between Milas Global and PSI Group.
My guest today is Henry Pham, and he is the CEO of PHI Group. They trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol PHIL. Now, you guys were approved for a tender offer of the board of directors and under Discover Target Company for revenues of $70 million. Is that the company you're talking about that you guys plan on closing in September?
Yes, that's one we're talking about. But at this stage, because of our non-disclosure and confidentiality agreement, we are not able to disclose the name and all other details. But as soon as the due diligence period is passed and is done, then we'll be able to share more information on that. Yeah, the company is doing average about $70 million in revenue in the past 2 years.
I see. Now, is your float still at 1.1 million shares, and that leaves you around a market cap of $9 million? Is that still accurate?
The float right now, yeah, about 1.1 million shares, and market cap, right now about $15 million. Yeah.
And what kind of plans do you have going forward for the next 6 months? How are you going to put this all together?
In the next 6 months, most immediately, we want to close the South African acquisition by September. And we'll have to worry about post-merger and integration and how to add value to the target company. And we do have a number of strategy initiatives. I think we'll change the business dramatically, you know, with new product lines and also new business opportunities using the same platform for other geographical area as well. And then in the meantime, we are looking at four other potential transactions. One in particular is doing about $1.3, $1.4 billion in revenue.
Wow.
It's a U.S. company. Yeah, it has operates in 26 states with about 4,500 store under their distribution network. And we are pursuing that one. And then we have three more in the pipeline. So our goal is to do about four or if possible six transactions a year in going forward after this one. Yeah.
My guest today is Henry Pham, and he is the CEO of PHI Group. They trade on the OTC the OTC Pink Sheets, under the ticker symbol PHIL. In closing here, Henry, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Yes, I think one thing we want to bring out to our investment community is the way we finance this transaction. For example, the South African company, you know, we are able to finance the transaction mostly through cash flows. So there won't be dilution to our current shareholders, and that's a good thing. You know?
That is
and
a good
also,
thing.
And also other transactions, we'll try to minimize any dilution by bringing as much debt capital as possible, and then the rest, you know, we want to make sure that the transaction will add more value to our shareholders and also even the target company as well. It's a win-win situation for both. So we are very careful in that regard. You know, we just don't go out and issue shares and buy opportunities just for the sake of doing it. And we want to make sure that it's accretive to the bottom line and to net earning for our company after the target is closed. And that's our whole strategy behind it. So there won't be any dilution with this the coming acquisition or in case we need to issue equity, will be very minimal.
Phi Group is our company that we're highlighting today. The CEO is Henry Fahman. They trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol PHIL. They're definitely on the move. They're acquiring companies. Last time they were on the show, their stock was around 47 cents a share. And as of this interview, their stock was trading above $1 a share. So congratulations on that, Henry. And, you know, I wish you the best. And we're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
Well, thank you very much, Herbert. Hopefully we come back sooner with more exciting news. Yeah, and looking forward to sharing further updates with our investment community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Herbert. Thank you.